And we're live in 3, 2.
Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh my goodness. Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
This is James Arroy.
This is Waylon.
And this is Ricky. And today is August 15th, 2012.
We are recording episodes 438 and 439.
We are live right now. It has been over a year, I think, since we've done this. It's going to be a... what?
Damn, the sound.
Well, you just keep going. Remember, there's also a...
Y'all, don't freak me out already.
First, this is a live show, mm-hmm. and we have a chat room going on right now, and there is a delay, and other people may
there's
have problems.
We said this 4 minutes ago. Just saying.
Oh, they can hear us now. Wonderful.
Yay.
I hope the levels are okay. It's been a long time since we've done this, and we're going to try to make it at least a once-a-month thing every third Wednesday of the month.
Yes. We kind of thought it was going to be a private show for I Love the Colored Boy in the chat
exactly.
room.
Hell yeah.
Which is, but now Amy C's up. She's
That's
she's,
right.
You know,
we got competition.
I'm a private dancer. Dancer for money.
But she says I sound awesome.
Oh, awesome.
Of course you do.
Okay,
that's
so,
true.
Ricky,
maybe you should talk like the Claw.
Too true.
Ricky, what would you dance for? What would you private dance for? If money wasn't an option,
I would private dance for a really nice Italian dinner with lots and lots of breadsticks.
Okay. Okay.
And any Mexican man.
any Mexican man?
Any.
Come on now.
Hot. Any okay. hot Mexican man.
I was going to say, we got a whole family back there. In our
Some
back.
Of them might be hot.
And James, James Lee Brad, how about you? What would you private dance for?
I would dance for...
our engagement. Because, right, we're engaged people.
I would dance for my fiancé. That's right, I said it. Or this wonderful fan in the chat room.
And welcome now to Mr. Mike 72.
Yes, welcome.
Yay, more people.
Y'all, we have been talking about this for 2 weeks, and we have a whopping 3 people in the room. I'm so excited.
Woo! But you know what, though? 3 people
is better than none. Exactly. So at least 3 people.
So, no, for reals, what would you private dance for, Bradley James? If you couldn't do it for money. If you couldn't do it for Tina, who would you do it for? What would you do it for?
For Tina.
Please.
Tina's going to make him dance.
Tina the turner, not Tina the snorter.
Too bad I already did the album art. I don't know, honestly. I don't know.
I think I'd do it for an eclair.
Like, would you do the eclair with, like, the white... cream inside of it, or would you do like the Boston
chocolate
yellow
cream?
Oh no, I'm not talking about like a donut eclair. I'm talking about like an actual French eclair that's made from a choux pastry. With
I don't comprehend.
Yeah, you know, because
he's not that fancy.
I've never been to France.
First of all, I make them, and they're very easy. Would you like me to make you some eclairs?
Yes.
Okay.
You can bring them to my housewarming party.
I'm already bringing bruschetta. Or would you rather have eclairs?
Both.
Yes.
he can bring the bruschetta and you bring the eclairs.
Yes.
And I'll make them both.
Yes.
Is that how this works?
Uh-huh.
Ah, damn it. So speaking of that, you're having a housewarming
Kathy
party.
Kathy Bacon, welcome.
Yay.
Bako.
Bacon maker.
It's Bako Bits.
She left us a new review on iTunes, too. We have to read.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. So, but back to the thing that we're bad at, which is staying on track.
Or dancing.
Because none of us can. Because James looks kind of like a hipster white boy, and we just look like two fat guys that are trying to get out of something. Two fat guys.
Yeah.
So you're having a housewarming party.
Yes, I'm having a housewarming party in 2 weeks with my closest friends. If you would like to buy me a housewarming gift, you can always get it from Amazon for me. Listeners.
Please.
I don't expect you guys to bring me this.
No, but it's an Italian night, right?
Yes, Italian. I'm making a meat sausage. Wait.
A meat sausage. Oh my.
Oh yeah.
Now we've met the provider. I didn't know. Are we the only two invited to this with this meat sausage?
No, there's because I'm having a vegetarian one also.
Kathy says she wasn't invited.
Rude.
Kathy, you are always welcome at my house. She said she went to the Wisconsin Dells last year, and that's pretty close to us, right?
Actually, we could totally meet her there.
Grant, that's what I told her.
I bet 5 hours, 6 hours.
We could totally.
It's halfway between here and Minneapolis, and that's about a 10-hour drive. So. Ish, so four to six hours.
We could do that.
Well, Kathy Bacon says 195.
Oh,
miles.
I am not registered at Walmart, but I can be.
Your wedding will be.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gross.
So speaking of,
I'm registered at Walmart and the Dollar Tree.
So. Oh no, the sign said 195 miles to Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So, speaking of Walmart, I actually went when I was in Indiana over the weekend to visit my best friends for the birthday. Mm-hmm. Listener David, happy 39th birthday.
Friend welcome. First, listener second.
Welcome,
When I was in Indianapolis, I had to stop by on my way back to Chicago in my hometown to see my grandmother and my mother, or I will be crucified. Mm-hmm. For some odd reason, I had to accompany my mother, my and my aunt to Walmart.
And how was that?
You know, oddly enough, I hate Walmart, but at the same time, I kind of miss living in a place where the Walmarts are like close because you really fucking can get everything. You know, I've always seen those commercials with the insole Dr. Scholl's, like the machine that you stand on that will give you those.
I would never do that in the city.
There was one, so I totally did it. And I totally got suckered into buying the $50 pair of insoles. And I'm wearing them right now for the first time. And actually, yes, I feel an immediate difference.
Did I tell you about my experience going to a Walmart in the city?
In this city?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, do tell. I was over off of the old area that I used to live off of North and Grand. And I went to the Walmart there. And when I walked in, there was like five or six security guards at the front door who guard the door. And it is the dirtiest store I have ever seen in my fucking life.
Now, this is not the new one they just did.
The new
concept one is dirty?
No, that's the Express one. That's like at Broadway. This is an actual super center that's like right outside the city.
Oh, right outside
it's
the city.
It's off North and Grand. Well, no, that's still in the city. But it's almost in like Cicero or something.
I don't know.
But
it's not in the city to public transportation people.
Well, they can take a bus to get there. The North.
It's sad that the old. It's sad that the old people.
No.
But it's sad really the old scary.
People. Oh, Pride Helper just said, "Did someone say party?" Pride Helper grabs a bottle of gin and dances on the table naked.
Dude, Pride Helper, you are a sloppy whore mess.
You were dirty, Pride Helper.
Dirty.
It is sad that the old greeters were replaced with armed police officers.
What? Yeah, like all the Walmart.
But you know, though, I still haven't gone to the new Target that's downtown Chicago. I really want to because it's a new concept for Target where they're only selling items. It's at the grocery. It's like a Fresh Market plus normal stuff. Mm-hmm. But they pared it down to only the items that are needed for city living. So anything that isn't, you know, that could be used in an apartment or that type of city dwelling, they're not going to sell as much in the store. So it's really going to be the stuff, you know, that people who would frequent that store
that could walk there and carry what they
would
need.
Right.
They also are in an old building that they could not change.
It's beautiful on the outside. And Donna Sugars. Hello,
hey,
darling.
Donna
Sugars.
So she's kind of scared that we're going to show up as three different versions of her.
Really?
And she's kind of scared about it.
Donna, why are you scared about that? You could tell us what versions you want us to come as.
Right.
Because if you don't, some of us are going to come as the morning after Donna.
Lunch Donna.
Lunch. Ricky.
Ricky.
And after dinner Donna.
Right.
I'll be sexy Donna.
She said she'd love it so much, and you said she was scared.
No, she said she was nervous when I posted that we were thinking about
it. But you said scared.
Whatever.
There's a difference.
Drag queens never say what they really feel.
Oh, yes, they do.
Rude. Oh, they do?
It's usually straightforward and not passive-aggressive. Or if it's passive-aggressive, it's the passive-aggressive with a bite, and you know what they're talking about.
And it's in a
group
setting, usually, too, right?
That's true.
Oh, she's just a little afraid of what we think of her. I think she's fabulous.
Oh, we don't think anything bad of you.
And tall.
At all.
Oh, gosh, no.
We thought you were fabulous last year.
Please. I think we all want to be you.
And I'm kind of excited that you're actually going to show up with a hopefully a tall-ass wig, since you asked how big the banquet was.
I don't know, but I agree with MMM. And I do believe you need to show up in the gold lame stretch pants with the moose knuckle.
Okay, I think I will show up in the pants, but I'm going to wear a tutu over it or something.
Kathy Bakelbits says, isn't there an engagement in the house? And yes, there is.
No, there is not.
Yes, there is.
Nobody wants to hear that shit. We've heard it the past three shows.
No, and MMM, I would agree.
Yes.
Ricky, gold lame pants. It needs to happen.
I think this is RC.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Yeah, and also, it's actually the Moose Knuckle is scheduled. Thank you, Mr. Mike. Scheduled from 6 to 9.
So this is a great point.
Okay.
Point.
Before we play the Pride 48 bumper, so that you guys
We need to talk about some stuff.
I know you that are in the room definitely know about Pride 48. Mm-hmm. We'll play a little information about Pride 48, but we are going to try to volunteer for hosting the suite. And I think we need to tell Nessa that what is actually hosting the suite is Ricky and Golden May Pants.
I don't know.
People should come to the suite to see Ricky and Golden May Pants. If we also need some donations to Pride 48 and some raffle tickets sold. Mm-hmm. If you buy raffle tickets and you say Foul Monkeys with your purchase, and we get, say, 10, Ricky Burton will be forced to wear gold lame pants at some point in a public setting at Pride 48.
Oh,
no, public as in.
Public
in
as in either.
Oh, okay. Show.
Public as in either during the show.
For the Pride 48.
In the suite.
Fans.
You know.
Yeah. I could possibly...
On the strip.
Oh, my God. I might make money that way.
Oh,
people
God.
May throw money at me.
Oh, awesome. Yes, Kathy. Moose Knuckle is the male version of Camel Toe, because if you think about it, and also Ricky, I guess, has gigantic balls, that we know when you have the Camel Toe, there's a little extra on the sides, which kind of look like a knuckle.
Well, and it's also... It depends on how... You know, how cold or how hot you might be and how much they show and all that good stuff. Because, you know,
you're talking about women.
It's gold lame.
You're talking about women?
This is gold lame stretch pants.
Yeah.
I don't care. You're going to see your uncut soul or your halvesies and how tight those pants are.
Oh. Donna Sugar says she's currently making golden pants. Now she doesn't want to wear them.
Oh,
no.
First of all, you're going to look 1,200 times better.
Right.
1,200 times.
I need to get some Spanx. If we're going to be dressing up as Donna Sugars, I need to, like, hide some stuff.
What?
This half off stuff for hosting tonight's... What?
I don't understand something. Hey,
Ricky is... Turnip Head, I'm confused.
I don't get
Please
these things.
Please tell us. Welcome, Turnip
this
Head.
This chat room is confusing sometimes. Well, I hear Ricky is hung like a whale.
Who said that?
Maybe his balls.
I hear. Are we talking about like a sperm whale or like a sea monkey whale?
No. More like a sea monkey whale.
Oh no, I have fat bitch. You don't need Spanx when you need padding.
Oh, okay. So we're gonna play the thing.
But yeah, let's talk about Pride 48. Let's make this official.
It's coming. It's coming. And not in the good way. Pride 48 2012 is coming to an internet near you. Live from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, the luxurious Luxor Resort, and cities around the globe, Pride 48 2012 will be streaming across the World Wide Web September 14th through the 16th. Join us online or in person. Stay at the Luxor and Excalibur Resorts and take advantage of our special discounts using our exclusive discount codes. For all this information and more, log on to pride48.com and be sure to mark September 14th through the 16th on your big gay calendar.
Yeah. So Pride 48. So yes. What we need you to do is, seriously, we do need you to buy some raffle tickets
and show up.
And first of all, the raffle tickets, you don't need to be present. They will announce the winner at the pink carpet. Mm-hmm. There are some fantastic prizes, like a Nexus tablet, our very own Donna Sugars, who's in the chat room, a little action figure of her, a little action figure of the big fatty Baconator himself.
I totally want that action.
Just so you know, you're probably wondering, like, what the fuck this money is going towards, and it's going towards, you know, the cost that is for the suite, which is a good place for us to do, and, you know, and just in general.
You might find the Foul Monkeys boys hosting that suite some nights.
Yes, and also just to let you guys know, because some people may not hear the State of the Station show, but that show, that room is like almost, I think they said $1,000. Right. So we have to find money.
Well, just like any events, there's always going to be cost involved. And for us to go attend this event, there is no extra fee. So we definitely got to do what we can do to help make sure this listening enjoyment happens again.
Yep.
And we fund it. Also, if you're going to Pride 48 and you want to show off your Pride 48 pride around Vegas, the hotel, definitely go to the Pride 48 website and or Facebook page to look for information on how to purchase an official Pride 48 t-shirt. Mm-hmm. And especially even if you're not going, RC, we know you're listening because you're a super fan. And right. I think you're you know, you can buy a shirt too to wear at your home when you're listening online during the whole festival. So let's show the love for Pride 48 and get this done.
Yes. And if you just go to the website, pride48live.com, and if you click Vegas, and then on the top you'll see a bunch of the different links. If you hit raffle, it'll tell you how to make your option, you know, to donate for the raffle. If you want to buy the t-shirt, which is pretty awesome, the back of the t-shirt is going to have all the shows that are going to participate. If you go there, it'll tell you how to order the t-shirts. And also, what's going on in the room?
So in the chat room right now, they're talking about how they actually want a James LeRoy action figure.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Mike 72 wanted it to be full size and rideable. But you know, though, if someone donates, let's say it's $1,000, if someone donates $500 in Foul Monkey's name, I will totally let you ride James LeRoy.
Dude, I Love the Color Boy says, if Waylon can take it, the world can take it.
Oh my God, that's
done, good. Done, 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 done. Yes, love it.
I think Kathy made us give $500. Kathy, but you're not going to be at Pride 48, though.
I know. That's sad. Aww. It makes me sad.
So there's a rain check on riding the Color Boy.
Yeah. So also I want to remind you guys, Joey wanted to remind you that there are two shows that we you can sign up to go see. The first one will be Tournament of Kings on Thursday the 13th. It's at 8:30 at the Excalibur. The price will be $63 based on 15 people, so we at least need 15 people going.
Will not go.
Well, you won't be there, will you? The 13th?
Oh, no, we won't anyway. Yep. It's actually fun. If anyone has a Medieval Times their hood,
kind of thing?
It's exactly the same. Oh, okay. When I was in Vegas when I was 18, we actually went. It's actually a decent, good time. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to spend my money on the second show.
Right. Well, this also includes a show and a dinner. The dinner is sit down. The dinner consists of cream of tomato soup, Cornish game hen, roasted red potatoes, steamed broccoli, rolls, desserts, coffee, and soda. And then on Sunday is the one that I probably will go to also, is Zoomanity by Cirque du Soleil. Is that how you say it?
Yes, sure.
I have to say it slow.
Yeah, that one
Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil. So that one actually is a lot of fun. That's kind of their more adult, erotic version of the circus acts and
stuff. Do you see penises flopping?
I do not believe so.
But probably boobs, right?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm going to guess, yeah, because the whole showgirl thing. But in general, Cirque is very erotic, just in the fact that you're going to have guy on guy, girl on girl, like muscle holding each other up, bending in pieces.
I'm already hard.
Oh, you should have really gone to see La Soirée when we did the Twice. It was amazing again. But anyway, I love that kind of sideshow stuff. So,
okay. This is going to be Sunday at 10 p.m. at New York, New York. The final price is $67 based on a group of 15.
Welcome, Lala.
So you need to reserve by August 27th. To sign up, email Joey at pride48live.com. joey48live.com. That's J-O-E-Y.
And definitely, actually, first, thanks a lot to Joey and all of his hard work that he's been doing and everyone else that's really put this together themselves. Right. You know, Big Fatty has a big part in it.
Nessa.
Nessa's doing a lot.
Daniel, Adam.
Definitely Daniel. He always, every year, is doing above and beyond. And Adam, definitely, thank you so much for all your guys' work.
Arthur in New Zealand. He's actually a big part of it, and he's in another fucking country and a continent.
Shit. You go.
Also, to do the dinners, you pay by PayPal at cocktailsandcreampuffs.com. Joey will send you confirmation emails. Also, remember, go get your t-shirts, 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 t-shirts. They are better material and cheaper cost.
Mr. Mike, thanks for being in the room as much as you could. Enjoy that paycheck that you have to go get now.
Bye, Mr. Mike.
We'll miss you. Don't forget, you can also, what is it, the Big Fatty app that you can...
Oh, yeah, you can listen on the
Big Fatty app. You can listen to Pride48Live.com. So if you don't have the Big Fatty app, I think you should download it and listen to it on your way in your car now.
Y'all, I want an app.
We got to think about what we want in an app. What did you all want in a Foul Monkeys app?
What more would you want
silence,
from a Foul Monkeys?
Probably.
I mean, because what? The three good apps that we know are the three apps that people use. Big Fatty, Pod is My Co-Pilot, and Ramble Redhead. Mm-hmm. They all are very, they're all very, very different and have different things that I think are exciting.
Right. One thing, oh, I forget. Oh, Turniphead said he requested some grits. You said we may be taking those grits to him?
Yeah, but I got to go pick some up. Okay. I know that we can find them here. If not, I will get some from Indiana. I grew up on the same grits.
I'm pretty sure they're here.
Oh, yeah. Right. I grew up on the same grits he's asking for because my mama's family is from Alabama. I love grits.
Grits are disgusting.
But I grew up when I went to my grandma's house. Every morning, we had to have hot cereal of some sort. We got to choose from rice, which I do love. Rice for breakfast with a little milk, cinnamon, and sugar.
That's good.
Oatmeal.
Minus the cinnamon.
Cream of wheat or grits. So every morning we had to have a hot fiber in one of those categories. And I always chose between grits and rice.
Oh, bold print. I love me some grits. So I have a question for your grits.
Yes.
Waylon. Now, where I'm from in Virginia, our grits were eaten with sweet stuff. But when I moved to Florida, it's always cheese, pepper,
great question,
butter.
So
how do you eat your grits? And Turniphead, after he answers, how do you like your grits?
So I grew up at breakfast, if I'm going to have them how I crave them, is cinnamon and sugar. Sugar. Mm-hmm. However, if we have it as part of a full meal, like where there's going to be ham and all that kind of involved, my mom and I, we always had it with salt and pepper and a little bacon. And I do love cheese grits. If I see cheese grits on a menu, I will get it. But we don't ever did that. Now, what I can't do is I'm not a big fan of red eye gravy, especially on grits. And that's like gravy that has the coffee in it. Which is a southern thing too. I do not enjoy the red eye gravy.
The thing I don't like about grits is I don't understand if you have to add all that shit in it to eat it. What's the point of eating it?
I like it regular. Grits are the same thing as polenta. Have you had polenta?
I don't care for that either.
Oh, I love polenta, especially
fried.
Like,
it's okay.
Yeah, but I think polenta is great.
Turniped says he loves them with butter and salt and pepper.
That is really good too.
So they don't have grits in Canada?
Well, they probably don't. They don't have the instant grits.
Oh,
you can make grits out of any kind of fine, finely ground cornmeal. Mm-hmm. You know, a semolina or just a regular cornmeal.
I love Color Boy. What the hell is grits?
Okay, obviously, she's from California.
Right.
And hello, R.
Who's R?
I don't even see it in the side list anymore.
Oh, okay. So...
Whoops. Sorry.
What happened?
Those are links. Oh, sorry.
Okay, so...
Those are links to Wikipedia's grits.
Oh.
So that you know.
Read that. So we talk about Pride 48. We are going. We want to see you.
Definitely want
to
see you.
Most of you in the room are going. I cannot wait to see you. We're going to be spending more time in the hotel this year.
Right.
I'm still very sad. Donna Sugars, I know this is going to be sad for you because I do agree with... I like this this fight that you have going on with Sater right now because it makes me kind of happy. However, I am really sad that I'm not going to get to see Sater this year, especially because it was great meeting him. I feel like we've bonded since then, and I was hoping to see him and to really get to know him more.
Well, and they were going to work on a show together.
I know. That's what I was just going to say. Sorry, Sater. This is like the only time I was going to allow it this one time, but since you're not going to be there, sorry.
I love how you're going to allow it.
You're under contract.
Right. So speaking, I just thought of something like that. I'd be curious what our listeners think the name should be. But, you know,
before I love fried chicken.
Yes, you do. So before we go on to, we did have someone email some more drag names. Mm-hmm. Let's say for some reason, James Leroy and I decided to go get married and then we decided to move to Nebraska. And you have to find, you know, two more people again since, you know, you can't figure out Skype. Mm-hmm. What would our spinoff show be called? Should we take on like the Diarrhea Monologues, because it is kind of funny, and that definitely is an homage back to you and your full of shitness. What should, if Waylon and the Colored Boy had a spinoff, what would the name of the show be?
Are you asking me
or
just in general the listeners?
So chat room, think about that while we get the email ready for what our drag names are.
Yes. So we did get an email.
RC. Did you see this in chat? He goes, I got pulled over hauling ass over here from work. I told the cop I was coming home to catch the foul monkeys, and he was a fan too, so let me off.
Okay, that's bullshit.
The only way I would believe that is if you sucked him off.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Or he saw that you had that.
And he had to be white and old before he would do that. So,
oh.
What's up, Bjorn?
Oh, so are we talking about Bjorn
here?
He's
the dark version of Bjorn.
He's the brown Bjorn.
Right.
That's funny. We got Bjorn is like, you know, very northern snow, very like Norwegian.
Santa Claus.
And then we got RC, which is about south of the border that he lives in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. White and old.
So big fatty.
Guilty as charged. Yes.
Puppet Show.
RC, you really should try to come to Vegas because you and Big
he
Fatty.
Wants to, I think
do you like puppet shows? Do you like puppet shows, RC?
I think he's a fan.
If you're a fan of puppet shows, I think you need to meet the Big Fatty himself.
He's a bitch. I'm from Texas. No better.
Please, you live in Wisconsin.
Oh, he is going.
And Bjorn.
Oh, he is going. Our super fan will be there. Melissa Miranda.
Oh, No. She is the James Leroy fan.
No, what do we call her though? On our
list? Oh, Linda Miranda, that's who Marissa. The MMM was.
Oh,
that was the three M's.
But now she's idling. But no, who's I Love the Colored Boy then?
I don't know. That's interesting. Now I want to know.
I'm a puppeteer.
Ew.
Gross.
I don't think puppeteers on puppeteers work.
Yes.
Where's your app when you need it?
So John Smith. Which I know, we know his real name, but we're not going to say his real name. He has the drag name for the Foul Monkeys boys.
But
Bradley, Tanner Hyde.
Tanner Hyde? Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
That's a male name, though.
Huh.
Waylon, Helena Handbag.
Oh, this is too true.
Helena Handbag. I don't know, though. What was the one from last week? I love that one.
Patience. It was from Joe, right?
Yeah, that was great. No, what was yours?
Mine is Scarlett Von Kotex.
Scarlett Von Kotex. Nice.
Let me see what Joe's was. I can't remember them.
Donna, I would agree. I do love Helena Handbag.
Fucking RC. I want to see Ricky and Chola drag.
No.
Lean like a chola. Wait, no, you should go as Donna Sugars as a chola.
As a chola. But wouldn't I have to have like a tramp stamp and like crunchy hair?
No, it's all about the makeup. You just need the severe eyeliner and the lips, the black lips.
Right?
Yeah.
And then a mole somewhere, right?
And Donna Sugars can do your makeup.
Yes. Oh my God, that would be awesome. But I'll probably have to shave. I don't know if I want to do that. Joe's drag name for us was Phyllis Kentucket.
That's me.
Anticipation.
Anticipation.
Anticipation. I do like that.
And then you need a starfish.
You need a starfish.
Achugra.
Achugar. Achugar.
Achugar.
So, no, thank you, listeners, for continuing to play along with the drag names.
Instead of Asukar,
mm-hmm.
like sugar, I would assume. since he's Mexican.
No, I think it has to be. Maybe.
Wait, let me say it in Mexican.
Please. So, speaking of racism. Over the weekend, when I was in Indiana, mm-hmm. I went pepper picking in the field with my best friends. And let me tell you. James Member is a puppeteer too.
How would you know?
I'm telling you, if you all, those of you who listen to this show recorded, you really just need to be in this chat room because it's exciting. Anyway, I went pepper picking with listener David mm-hmm. and
friend David, listener
friend
second.
David, listener second. Right?
Rude, David. I'm sorry I'm for like, Waylon.
Yeah.
First of all, hey,
no.
Rude.
No.
What is rude about
that? He doesn't even like you.
No.
Oh, yes, he does.
No, I'm talking about you don't like him because you didn't call him friend
first. Oh, motherfucker. He came before this podcast and he'll be after this podcast.
That's what she said.
Okay.
Hello, my microphone.
Wow. Anyway, so as we're picking the peppers in the field, we get the $16 for a 5-gallon bucket, which I think is a fantastic price.
I think it is too.
It's everything from banana peppers down to habaneros and these little tiny peppers. Any of you that are familiar with Steak and Shake, there's mm-hmm. that bottle on the table with the little peppers and like the vinegar. Those peppers we could pick too. Mm-hmm. So there were literally, and I'm not being facetious or making this up, there were three distinct ethnic groups of people.
Let's see if people in the group chat can guess it.
Who were the three ethnic groups that were picking peppers beside me this weekend in Indiana? And there's a delay, so this
there's
is
like
going to be really right. exciting.
Veritable Virgo's in the room. Holler!
I love Veritable. Veritable, are you coming to Pride 48? And if you're not, you need to make sure you are because I will have
Mexican.
To
Mexican? Donna says okay. Mexican. Donna says Mexican.
Donna, you'd be correct. So, yes. And they literally were a Mexican family because I also talked.
Oh, that's considered
Puerto Ricans. No, no. Oh. But yes, yeah, so there was a Mexican chance. Family. There were six of them.
Cubans.
No Cubans.
We put them all together. Oh.
The owner of the field did not know if they were, unlike the others, picking for a restaurant. Mm-hmm. But they do come every week to pick new peppers.
Okay.
No
one else guessed.
Since no one else is guessing, the other was an Asian family. Mm-hmm. I think through the conversation, we found out that they were Japanese and owned Walmart, ate my signal.
Is she literally at Walmart?
They owned,
she's at Walmart listening.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, they owned restaurants, so they were picking peppers for the restaurant.
Dedication.
And the other group there was an Indian family. And let me tell you, that Indian family had six buckets.
Pull start or push start?
Excuse me. Oh,
that is so rude.
I've
racist.
Heard of your racism of the feather, but I have never in my life seen push start and pull start. You just took racism to the next level, Ricky.
Oh my
Burton.
God, I feel like an asshole.
You should.
E-A-S-T-E-R Easter.
Yeah, and Donna, I would agree. The Japanese are masters at using the peppers much better than Mexican food. However, I think who trumps them all was the Indian family. They had six 5-gallon buckets of different types of chili peppers. They had to have been there all day because the little really tiny ones, they had the bucket small. Filled to the top. It had to have taken hours. But $16 for it was fantastic.
At least you had tech support.
Is that Obama?
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you.
Wait, you had tech support taking the calls, which would be Asians or Indians, and then you have the Latinos that's installing all the stuff.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Right. I will say, though, the Latinos, actually, it had rained over the weekend, mm-hmm. so the field was a tad muddy in certain spots. Mm-hmm. They had, like, everything in their cars, like they do this all the time, where they had bags to sit on, mm-hmm. and they took out tools to clean their shoes, and it was an ordeal.
Wow.
That sounds like fun.
That was racism in action. Actually, mm-hmm. I actually was really happy that they were there. And also,
what did you do? Because you didn't know what peppers were there, so what did you say you did?
We watched them to know which ones were good peppers to pick and which weren't. We had no idea like which were ripe, which weren't ripe. So we figured, well, if they're picking from that bush, that means we can too.
Oh my God. Why sit on a bag when you sit on James's lap?
Because James wasn't there. James wasn't there.
Well, also, you're not going to be able to sit on James's lap without a little uncomfort.
Or, no, you know, it's fine. You'll get used to it. Give it a few seconds.
You spray venom into it before.
I numb it up. Yes. Thank you for listening to part one of our live show on August 15th, 2012 with the Foul Monkeys Boys.
I'm sure you're all really confused, but thanks for listening.
It's okay. Remember, every third Wednesday of every month.
That's right. So please be prepared for part two to see how the exciting show ends.
Coming in a few days.
Do, do, do.
That's if Ricky can post it on time.
Whatever. Bye.
Enjoy.
Have fun.